This is the Hard Sell and Hustle podcast, episode number 120. And on this episode, we're talking to Amanda Bond, an expert marketer and Facebook advertiser who's got the goods on what it takes to advertise successfully. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, Heart Hustlers? Welcome to another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Oh my gosh, can you believe we're already on episode 120? I mean, gosh, that means we've done over 60 hours because we average about a half hour an episode of content on this podcast in the last couple of years. That's crazy. Anyway, I'm really pumped for this week's episode because it's kind of the first in a series of interviews that I'm doing with entrepreneurs that I'm calling conversations with CEOs. Now, this is just what I'm informally calling it, but I've lined up some really amazing guests to be on the show to just talk business instead of getting really hunkered down in kind of the templatized question one, question two, question three kind of interview style that I think is becoming a little outdated, if I'm being really candid. And so what I've done is I've lined up some really amazing interviews with successful business owners where we just have conversations. It's not their seven-step process to this or the exact four phases to run a Facebook ad, though some of that content will be in here. Really, what you're going to hear today is about a 45-minute interview where it's really just a conversation between myself and Bond talking about how to market successfully. Now, Bond has been in the advertising space for years. She has run successful ad campaigns for seven-figure companies. She consults with seven- and eight-figure entrepreneurs on their ads. And what we're going to talk about today is really how to understand when you're ready for Facebook ads, how to run them successfully if you are ready for ads, and really how to not get caught in the trap of ads are money makers and really start thinking about ads as a tool for your business. So if you've been thinking about getting involved in Facebook ads, if you're running them and you're not getting the results, or if you're running them and you want to amplify the results, you're absolutely going to love this interview. So I don't want to spoil too much about my conversations with CEOs kind of style. So without further ado, I'm just going to introduce you to Amanda Bond. Hey, Bond, welcome to the show.
Zach, thank you so much. Man, this has been a long time coming.
Yes, I am so excited to have you on the show. And we talked about it. This is going to be a little different because normally we're like very tactical in training, but we've kind of been in the advertising space for, I mean, you for a really long time, me not quite as long, but I'll turn it over to you to tell us a little bit about your experience, but we're just going to have a real cool conversation about ads and launches and evergreen and kind of where we see the industry going, and it's going to be a blast.
Absolutely. Well, funny that you said that. I had some trolling on a Facebook ad that we were running not too long ago, and this troll was like, excuse me, how long have you been running ads? Like 7 seconds? And I was like, okay, thank you. It's been half a decade, pretty much half of the time that Facebook ads have been around. And the way that our industry evolves, that's a long freaking time.
So long.
Like, think about what's happened in the last 2 years even.
Yeah, it's crazy the evolution that have been happening. And we'll dive into that. But why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, your business, what you do, and then we can dive into some good stuff.
I'd love to. So I'm Bond. I'm owner of The Ad Strategist, where we help people stop guessing with their Facebook ads and finally start getting results. And we do that by a lot of online coaching and training and consulting, really just help people see a strategic way to run ads. And we're definitely not about the bro marketing that's happening in the industry right now, but we won't get to that just yet.
Yeah, love it. So you alluded to something, and I think this is the perfect way to kind of dive in, which is that you've been in the industry for 5 years. I started back in 2015, maybe even 2014 when I was running ads for a different business. So just about a half a decade too. So we have really watched this industry evolve. And I think kind of diving in, we have you, you know, you go by the Ad Strategist. And I think people listening to this episode are going to be like, give us the tips on ads. But you know, you've got information we'll link up to, I've got information we can link up to, but I really want to take this in a slightly different direction and have a, like I said, have a conversation about where the industry is going. So can you talk to us a little bit about what sort of trends you've seen going on over the last, I mean, with Facebook ads, it can be 6 months, 2 years, 3 years, but just recently that you've seen happening with like launches versus evergreen versus even the cost of acquiring leads?
I think that's the most important thing to focus on is it has drastically changed in the last 2 years, the cost of Facebook advertising. Just to get your impressions served up these days, it is starting to price people out of the market. Not too long ago, I was talking to an old client, Kathleen, and we found a screenshot where in the coaching industry, so she was getting people into her coaching program, her leads were coming in at 65 cents and 87 cents. And we looked at that now and we're like, oh my gosh, we were so naive back then. Because if that was the cost to acquire a lead, a new email subscriber in your business today, you would hit the pedal to that gas like so hard and so fast just because those costs are rising so dramatically, right? Like, the CPMs, the cost to deliver 1,000 ad impressions, it's just fact that it's going up because there's more advertisers, because more people are bidding on the inventory that Facebook has in their ad auction each day. And Zach, let's be honest, like our industry kind of breeds this like coaches coaching the coaches coaching coaches, or marketers who teach marketing to marketers about marketing, right? So it's like, we are actually creating our own little bubble, which is then creating more competition for ads. And there's a lot of information out there. Ads are simple. They're not necessarily easy per se to set up. Like, they're conceptually simple. And so that's making a lot of dollars come onto the platform. And it's just like, we're in this cream rises to the top type of scenario right now where poor, bad marketing is getting priced out, and those people who can spend more to acquire a customer are the ones that are winning at the end of the day.
Yeah, I love what you're saying. And I think, I don't want to go too tangent, but that really opens up the dialogue that we need to start thinking about business more as a, like the cost of doing business. You know, it used to be even 5 years ago, like you would post on Facebook, you would leverage groups, you would get all this great organic reach, and then you would tap into ads that were costing 50 cents to a dollar to acquire a lead. And I mean, you could be in business for a few hundred bucks. And the reality is, like, it just doesn't quite work like that anymore. Like, it takes more to get started. And I always say, like, you've got two resources, you've got time and money. And the more you can invest of one, the less you can invest of the other. And so we really need to talk about, like, exactly what you're saying, that like the cost is going up. And what that means is that you've either got to be more risk tolerant and be willing to spend more money, or you got to really invest the time. I think what, you know, I was talking to a friend the other day and I was saying, I think the trend over the next years is going to be more about, and we were just talking about this, getting back to some of the organic marketing and getting clear on what people want. You know, we're talking like SEO and Facebook marketing and Pinterest and Instagram, and really going out and finding clients when you're on a limited spend and getting really clear on your numbers. Because so many people, when you were in the 50 cent to a dollar day, you would acquire 100 leads for 100 bucks. And if you could sell one or two, you didn't need to know your numbers.
Yeah, you could break even on that. So you were good to go.
Yeah. So, I mean, I really think this gives us so many opportunities with different directions to go. But what are you kind of seeing or doing to kind of deal with the fact that costs are rising?
Yeah. Well, the first thing is we have to go back to basics. Ads are this magic bullet. Every guru out there is telling you to spend money on Facebook ads. It's the quickest, fastest way to grow your business. But it's also the quickest, fastest way to lose a hell of a lot of money if you don't have your foundations in place, yes. Right? So we do have to go back to thinking strategically about what our sales process even looks like and optimizing it relentlessly at every single step of the way. It used to be like, okay, I have an idea for a webinar. Let's throw that training together, slap a slide deck together, put some emails up in a day. and then see what happens. And like you said, when lead costs were 50 cents a dollar, you could get 100 people through it for 50 to 100 bucks. Well, today when it costs more, it now costs you more money, or it costs you more time to get those people in there organically to get that data back. But it's the data that most marketers aren't looking at. They don't understand that, hey, when somebody lands on my blog post, that's worth X amount to the business. Mm. When you have numbers like that, like when you know when a person attends your webinar in your evergreen sales process, that person is worth X, you know exactly how much you can spend up to get a person to attend that webinar and still be profitable. And so there's like so much glorification of the tactics, right? Like, oh, it's the, you know, there's the new Gary V $80 strategy. I'm obsessed with it. Like, I love talking about the Gary V $80 strategy. But the only way that a tactic like going over on Instagram and searching hashtags and engaging organically in the comments is going to grow your business is if you know the value of what that engagement then turns into when it comes to customers. And let's be honest, like we're still talking about this internet marketing industry, and there's a lot of the hype, right? Like the teaching of the tactics, but not a lot of focus on like really strong business understanding, right? Like we even see it when people talk about like outsourcing and hiring OBMs and, you know, hiring Facebook ad managers. A lot of us that are running online business like don't have corporate leadership backgrounds. So starting to manage teams becomes this like new thing. And it's not that I'm scared for our industry, but I think that there's potential for those people who are focused so, like I said, relentlessly on those foundational elements, knowing your numbers, building the strength of your team, having cash flow reserves, right? Like having some money set aside so that when ad costs rise, you're not starting to panic because you're like, this is in the plan. Like going back to being an amazing online business owner is what is going to help you navigate this market turn that is right in front of us.
Yeah. And I love that you're saying that, because I think it really speaks to the fact that when we got started, this was kind of like the wild, wild west.
Right.
Like you could do all this crazy stuff and just flip a profit in no time. But it's becoming this reality of like, look, you're not going to have an 80 to 90% profit margin on a launch anymore. And that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No.
It means that our industry is becoming more normalized and standardized to business. I remember I was talking to my accountant / stepdad, and he was basically like, when we first started 3 years ago, he was like, these margins are insane, right? Mm-hmm. Like, how are you doing this? Because he is a CFO for a company. And he's like, when we hit 7 to 9% profit,
right,
that's when we bonus out employees. That means we're doing so well that we bonus out employees. And I think the reality is like, you know, there's so much we could talk about here, but like we use profit first in our business so that there is cash reserves. Like when the tax bill comes, we're not like, oh my gosh, there's a tax bill coming. Like
it's
heartbreaking sometimes to like see the messages, especially around this time of the year. We're recording this on April 17th, right after, where people are like, oh my gosh, I had a big tax bill due.
Yeah. And I filed an extension.
Right. Which I'm not going to lie, I filed an extension. <You're fair enough.
laughs> My taxes have been done since January. So this was the first year I could do that because of profit first.
Yes.
And because of just planning ahead.
Yes. And that's the big thing, is like, we need to start planning ahead and planning like a business. We can't just say, I'm going to do a webinar in 30 days. I'm going to get 1,000 leads. I'm going to make all this money. And I'm going to have so much surplus that when the tax comes, like, it's not a big deal. It's now like, how much should your tax bill be? Are you paying quarterly taxes? Are you setting aside reserves so that when you come to your next launch, if you need $5,000, do you actually have it sitting in the bank so that you can do what you need to do? I always think of Netflix is one of my favorites, because it's like, what is it now? $13 a month, which everyone is panicking about. But they are basically like, look, we know the value of a customer. We'll spend over $100 to get somebody into a free trial.
Yep.
because they understand their numbers. And I think we need to start looking at it more like that. Like, what is the lifetime value of a customer? What is it worth to get somebody into your fold? Because especially in the digital course online space, when you're talking about a $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 price point, you can afford to be spending $10 a lead if you know your numbers without panicking.
Well, here's why people aren't understanding their numbers. I'm finding it's because of this launch culture that we have, right? Mm. The, hey, you're not making any money. And then all of a sudden we're going to do this big launch and it's going to be amazing and everyone's going to know about it, right?
Yeah.
But then you're putting all of your eggs in that one launch basket where you don't have time to optimize. You don't have time to tweak and split test the different things as more traffic is coming your way. So this launch culture that has created is almost putting us in like a fight or flight type of mode when it comes to our finances, because there's no stability on it. The volatility of like launching and then not launching and then launching and it not going so well and then not launching and absolutely needing revenue. So it's like, this launch better work next or my business is going to go under. That is stressful for business owners. So you and I were chatting about this before, that evergreen is more important than ever, especially when it comes to understanding your numbers strong enough so that Facebook advertising isn't just an expense for you. It's an investment in buying your future customers. But when you do it in an evergreen manner, I mean, we can easily split test something in our current sales process. Our current sales process, you go through a series of blog posts and then you request an invite directly to our program, the strategy system. Well, we know the value, the earnings per click of each and every one of those pages. And those blog posts are always there. It's not like we launch and then that blog post is gone. So every single day, we can be making tweaks. We can be testing them against a control. And then over time, like, you're building this momentum from your optimization. Because it's not just like a flash in the pan, open door, closed door, collect my checks, and then panic for the next few months because those checks aren't coming. But like, evergreen these days to build a sustainable online business is more important than ever. And I know that's something that you guys are experimenting with too.
Yeah. And I think, you know, there's two things that I'd love to unpack here. One is like knowing your numbers. And I think that gets super overwhelming. And you, Bond, are a genius at getting those numbers down to like EPC and things like that. But even having, because like, I won't lie, like, we struggle with our numbers. Like, that is one of my big sticking points. But we know, look, at the minimum, just know if you're going to put a dollar into ads, what's your return?
Yes.
Right? And maybe you can speak to this, but I don't think, like, when you're getting started, you don't have to have these granular numbers off the bat of like, what is a visit to my website worth? And how do I figure that out? It's like, look, like, run your webinar, plan it out 60 days in advance, do the runway, do the actual work to promote it, spend some money on advertising, either study so you understand what to do or get somebody on board who can support you and say, what was my return on ad spend? Mm-hmm. Right? Just having your return on ad spend number of like, okay, it was a 2.5x. Like, for every dollar we spent, we got 2.5 back. You can then go look at your overall expenses, your overall profit, everything across the board and say like, yes, this worked. No, it didn't. Here's what I can spend going forward.
Yeah. That, I'm going to say a yes and here. So yeah. Yes, that works as long as you are setting aside a budget and willing to lose it completely, right? Yes. Because we have no idea the very first time you run an ad to something, if you haven't been doing it organically before, if you don't know those conversion numbers all the way through, that's okay. But there's a risk that it might not give you any return on your investment. The return on your ad spend could be zero and maybe you put $1,000 in. So like, if you're going to do it that way, just be sure that, okay, it might work, but it also might not, right? Mm-hmm. In the last little while, I've been such a big believer in going back to the things organically that are bringing you customers. And if you're thinking and listening to this right now, like, wait, Bond, but I don't really have that many customers. I'm going to be the person that tells you, well, don't run ads yet, because like, you don't understand how people are finding you online, and then how those people are finding the information that they need to make a purchase decision. So here I am, a Facebook ad strategist with a program that's, we're going to have our 2-year anniversary on May 1st, if you can believe it. It's already 2 years.
So awesome.
But we didn't actually spend money on ads for the first year and a half of the program. Me, owner of the Ad Strategist, who has, you know, had a $700,000 revenue day for a client who's been like behind the scenes of multi 7-figure launches. It's not that I don't know how to do ads, because I know how to do them very well, but it was more important to go slow and understand how those customers on social media were finding us and then becoming customers. Actually, Zach, the very first time that we ended up selling the strategy system, we did everything in the DMs. The very first time, we didn't even have a sales page. We didn't even know what the program was going to end up becoming because it was our beta. But just by having conversations with our ideal audience, we ended up selling $40,000 worth of the program just from those DMs. But the cool thing was, like, those DMs, I then recorded and made notes on every single thing those people, our ideal avatar, said to us about the struggles that they were having with Facebook ads and about what they needed in their business to be successful. So I didn't actually write our sales process that now works consistently on Evergreen every single month and returns quite high when it comes to ads. I didn't write that. The people that I spoke to along the way of figuring out that sales process, they wrote it. It was their words coming out of their mouth. We just recorded them and turned it into the assets, the blog posts, the sales pages, the checkout pages, the emails, each and every one of those things. It's not from me. It is from every single person that we've engaged with in the business. So ads, yes, are sexy, and ads, yes, can return you money fast sometimes. But as I said previously, it can also be a really quick way to lose a lot of money, especially if you don't know how you're already turning attention into revenue in your business, right? Like, let's put numbers aside. Okay, you're not tracking anything, but you're spending a heck of a lot of time on Instagram. Well, are you getting sales from Instagram? Like, are people buying your products or your services? And if the answer is yes, like, they are coming from Instagram and buying our products, like, that's stage one. Okay, yep, we got validation. That platform is working. Then maybe you say, hey, I've got $500. Let's amplify some of the content that we're already doing on Instagram to see if we can increase the rate of people purchasing from that platform. And at the end of the day, you're not going to know. You say, like, hey, I might spend that $500 and it might not come back to me. But you're just making these like little micro tests to see what works and then keep amplifying what's working and drop away all the stuff that isn't. The answer with Facebook ads today isn't what the bro marketers of the world are doing. I call bro marketers, they're like, you know, those people that are always taking photos in front of their jets and and yeah, slashing it on our newsfeed. They're just driving ads to cold traffic, telling them to opt into their high ticket webinar that's, of course, live with limited seating. It's not, it's pre-recorded, right? But those are the people that are spending so much on ads and not breaking even, because they're just trying to buy their way to success. If you do it like I suggested, and like, hey, if I'm doing Insta and we're making sales over here, is that working? Check. Yes. Okay. So now let's amplify our best performing content with maybe $500. Hey, did that lead to more sales? Yes. Check. If you ever get to an answer where it's like, no, X, I did not, then instead of spending more money on ads, we just need to go back to our sales process and say, where are we losing people? Like, maybe they're not opening your emails. Maybe they're missing some information about what's inside of your program. All of those questions that we ask before we ever like pump the gas on ads is what is going to ultimately end up giving us more success down the line.
Yeah, I love that. And I can't stress enough, like, what you're saying is so important, that like so many people, they want this first launch to be like this massive pie in the sky success. And the reality is, like, you can start small. And I think it's, we have a mutual contact, Greg, who talks about, like, so many people want to scale their business and have 100 customers, but you probably, getting started, don't even have the infrastructure to support that.
Correct. Like, have you done it for one person successfully without it taking up all your time and energy? If the answer is yes, okay, well, have you done it for 10, right? And then have you done it for 20? And then have you done it for 100? Those things are so important, but very overlooked. And I do like it because there's new voices who are entering into the internet marketing space and the digital marketing space who are transitioning from more of a corporate background. Do you know Nicole Walters?
Yeah.
She is one of the examples. I freaking love what she puts out there. She's like, listen, friends, like, we're not going to just build a crappy business. Like, we are going to do it right. We're going to get incorporated. We're going to file our taxes like adults. She's very, listen, we're not here to just play around on the internet. Like, we're here, yes, to create lifestyle businesses and freedom, but we still have the responsibility of creating businesses and serving other human beings. So we have to take that responsibility very seriously at the end of the day.
Yeah. And it comes back to what we were saying earlier, which is, like, if you want to run a successful business, we're coming into an era where you have to run a business.
Yeah.
And you have to know your numbers and you have to understand your profit margins. And it's just getting to a place where I think more people need to start talking, like, you know, there's a fine line between, you know, publishing all of your financials on an income report and then being transparent. And, you know, I've talked to a couple of my advisors who are like, you should not publish your stuff in an income report. And that's not to say it's right or wrong. You know, we're not dogging on anybody who does it, but that's why we've chosen not to do it, is we've met with some of our advisors and they've said, that's not a good move for you strategically where you're at right now. But then we also see the massive, like, oh, I had a massive launch and here's all this. And, you know, there are people doing multiple six-figure launches, taking home just as much money as the people doing multiple five-figure launches.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what we're saying here, like, it's going to take time to be able to build a solid and sustainable business. I mean, Zach, you and I are still in the process of creating strong foundations and will be for years to come. So it's not like, you know, because you're listening to our voices right now that we're exempt from this. No, like, we work hard every single day to get better at it. And I'll be the first to admit, I have sucked so hard at this process of being a good business owner along the way. I've made crazy investments into crazy, like, $60,000 masterminds just to, like, hang out with the coolest people and quote unquote, like, advance the state of my business. Like, anything that is a stupid idea, I've done it along the way. Yes, I've learned from those things. It's given me insight and it's given me wisdom as a business owner. And there's no, like, guilt or looking back at myself as, like, oh shoot, I was doing that wrong. It just is what it is. And we're all learning and growing and evolving, right? Like, just like the Facebook ads landscape is learning and growing and evolving, so are we as human beings and business owners navigating the front lines of this internet marketing space.
Yeah. I think that's the big thing, is, like, the internet marketing space is just evolving and growing, and we have to become savvy and strategic business owners. And, you know, I will say, you know, to what you're saying is, like, you know, you do run a successful business, but you are working on the foundations. And, you know, it's getting to that point where I think we start to look at each other as peers with different strengths. And I can't remember who it was, but they wrote this post basically saying, like, look, you know, gone are the days where you have to hire the multimillionaire to help you. There's people with strengths. Like, there are people out there making way less than you with way more knowledge and expertise. And we're getting to this point where it's about being strategic about where you invest your money, being strategic about how you invest your money, whether that's ads or education, and really starting to say, like, what does my business need to be a business? Not what magic bullet am I looking for to have the biggest launch ever?
Yeah, absolutely. And that can be scary. Even yesterday, I work out of WeWork now because the home office was just not the environment that I wanted. It was a little bit too distracting, like not enough separation between church and state type of feeling. And so I'm working out of WeWork now, and we have an employee starting on May 6th. But the vision for our company is adding other people locally in the near future. And yesterday I went and looked at this 4-person office in the WeWork. And it's funny, I would drop the amount that the office is on Facebook ads in a heartbeat. Like I would do that in a few days and be like, oh, it's just ads, right? But thinking about doing it on the team growth side of the business, I was having the same, I call them ad motions when you get like the flutters when you're spending money on ads. I was getting ad motions, but office motions because I'm like, this is a new thing. Oh my God, I have employees instead of contractors now. What is this level of business? And like, no matter what you're navigating, if you're learning to set up your very first ad for the very first time, if you're doing your first live stream, or if you are starting to set up your team in an office locally, like those flutters are always going to be there. And it's just important to remember that we're all human in this process. But as a marketing lesson, it's also important to remember that every single person that comes through your business as a prospect, every single person that comes into your audience is also going through these same things. And they aren't just numbers. They aren't just, oh my gosh, I've got 1,000 webinar registrations. Like the number 1,000 is indicative of like cold hard facts, when in fact you have 1,000 human beings going through all of their own challenges and going through all of their own struggles. And we have the pleasure and privilege of being of service to those human beings and helping to make this world a better place. So whenever we can change our mindset about what we're creating and give ourselves a little bit, like a little bit of patience that it'll take time, then start thinking strategically about our marketing and our business and our financials, that's where all of the tactics that we're going to do on a daily basis come from. It has to come from that higher vision of like, why the heck are we even showing up day in and day out to make this world better?
Yeah. And, you know, it comes back to what you were saying earlier that I really loved that you touched on, which is like, when you first started the business, it was all in the DMs. And I think we're coming to an age where when it first started, it was shiny and you could run Facebook ads and people didn't need that high touch, but people are getting burned and people are coming into this industry where they're not green to what's happening. And they, you know, it's silly, but something as simple as sending a DM or taking the time to answer a chat request, or, you know, go crazy, imagine hopping on the phone for a digital course program, right? That's what people want. They want a human connection. And I have a friend, Angela Henderson, who likes to call it H2H marketing, human to human. Like, you know, it's not B2B marketing or B2C marketing. It's human to human. And we're coming into an age where everything is transparent. I mean, you know, look at the Gillette ad that ran that was like crazy controversy either way. I don't know why it was so controversial, but it wasn't even an ad about razors. It was an ad about human connection and what, you know, it's marketing. Yeah, it was message. Yeah, I'm sure that somebody sat down and said like, this will get some buzz, but the message had nothing to do with razors. And I remember reading an article that like the value of the company went up.
Amazing. Because
they were marketing to humans. And that's what we need to start doing in this space.
Absolutely. It's so easy to get caught up in the features and the benefits and talking all about your thing and how many hours somebody has access to you and the Facebook group and all the bonuses, right? Like every single thing that's just a line item of features and benefits. We are evolving to a place where we need to talk about the transformation that our work is creating. And if your work isn't currently creating some type of transformation, whether it's offering hope or a new mindset or a new perspective, then it's time to start questioning our work, right? Because we need to be showing up at a higher level because we've evolved past the throw up an ad and hope it works, right? Like we've evolved past that. Our industry is growing. And to stay on the front lines, to stay relevant, we have to develop as humans along the way. and put our best foot forward. This is completely off topic, but I feel like, you know, this is kind of where the conversation is going. In the 2 years that I've had the strategy system program, like that's a, 2 years is a long time in internet marketing time. That's like a decade in the old days. But I've changed so much as a human being in that process. I used to be terrified to show up and serve my audience, but I didn't realize it was because there was layers and things inside of me that needed to be uncovered in this process. So yeah, we talk a lot about marketing tactics, but I can't speak highly enough about things like therapy and self-care and going back to like focusing on your mental health and your mind-body connection around all of this as well. Because when you like, when you are growing, you can serve at a higher capacity. And then all of a sudden you don't need to know like what is the newest, craziest Facebook ads hack.
Yeah.
Everything just starts to fall into place because you show up, you get work done, you focus, and you're creating that transformation instead of just talking about the features and benefits of like what your product is giving this world.
Yeah. And, you know, I just took a 3 week vacation to Australia where I worked for about 5 to 10 hours. I wish I was at a place in my business where I could totally step away for 3 weeks, but I'm not. But 5 hours over 3 weeks, 5, 10 hours is not
pretty dang
not
good.
Too shabby if you ask me. But yeah, like just taking that space to recharge. And, you know, I think there is this fear in the industry that like, well, if I step away or if I take care of myself or if I'm not on Instagram every day, then I'm not going to grow a successful business. I won't name drop, but I know this this really successful kind of entrepreneur, very mainstream, who's on Instagram, 3 million followers. And every time they post something, they put a link inside the comments. And it drives me crazy because anybody who knows Instagram knows that when you put a link in the comments, like
you can't click it,
right? And it drives me crazy. But yet this person is running a massively successful business and they don't post every day and they don't post all this content about the stuff that they're selling every single day. And so what's the point of this tangent is basically like, look, you don't have to be perfect and you don't have to, you know, we hear things like show up every day. If you're not growing, you're dying, you know, and we hear all these fear-based messages of like, you better do this every single day, hardcore, work yourself to the bone. And then if you do that, then in 2-3 years, you can reap the benefits. But I was just, I just posted something on Instagram or we're going to post it. My assistant does all my posting. I write the captions and she posts. So I don't know if it's out there yet. but basically saying like, look, how many of us have put our nose to the grindstone for 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, and we're convinced that one day you're going to take that break and that restoration, like that mentality doesn't change. And, you know, 6 months in, you can take a break and go to the park for a day. Yeah. Like you don't need to go take these lavish vacations that we see all over Instagram and Facebook of like, you know, even I'm guilty of it. Like on this show, I was like, well, we took a 3 week vacation to Australia. Well, yeah, but I've been studying online marketing for 10 years.
Yeah.
It took 10 years to get to that point where I could step away for 3 weeks and it came back and I had a pile of work to catch up on.
Yeah.
Right. So you see all the gorgeous pictures of the kangaroos and the water and all the fun stuff that I did, but you don't see that like we came back and now I'm backloaded with like 5 hours of calls a day for 2 weeks. Like I have to get caught up. Right. And that has to do with my systems and my structures. But all of that to say, like, I think you're hitting on something so key that like, yes, we're businesses, but especially in the personal brand industry, like you are the business and you have to take care of yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I'm absolutely guilty of that as well. I was recently getting into a place where actually, Zach, you're the first podcast episode that I've done in this, like since Q4 of last year, because I was burning out so much just trying to be everywhere. And we fortunately had an amazing article that went viral in our industry. And, you know, there's a lot of pressure and I had to sit myself down, like sit down, Bond, get on that couch because we need to have a talking to you. This is myself as like talking to me in third person. And I forced myself to take next week off. So I'm actually headed out on a little retreat of my own. And those things are so important. But like you said, like it doesn't, it's not your natural state. Like you still want to work your face off along the way. The best thing that I've found, like if you do, let's add a little tactical thing to this. The best thing that I've found is now that our business creates, like we have our evergreen system in place, we do quite a bit of content marketing on some larger platforms out there that drive to our sales process. And so we have fairly good consistency in the business, but what helped us to really get things to even stabilize more is our Facebook retargeting, not doing ads from a place of like, we got to get all the cold traffic all the time. That's what our content marketing accomplishes on those larger platforms. They're constantly driving traffic our way. And when it comes to ads, what we focus on is if anyone interacts with our Instagram business profile, or if anyone interacts with our Facebook business page or watches 3 seconds of a video, those people who are now being introduced to our audience, we do have a sequence of events that they'll see that helps them turn into customers. So next week when I'm away spying my face off and eating plant-based foods for a few days, this is going to be like constantly churning in the background. It's not going out there hard after cold audiences and bringing new people into our world, but it's nurturing and caring for the people that have put their hand up and said, hey, who's this Bond person? Like, I'm interested in her and what she does. We do have smaller budget ads set up to kind of stay top of mind without my physical presence having to be the thing that does that, without me having to be on Instagram stories or to go live each week. Mm-hmm. That stuff kind of happens automatically in the background. So yes, I still have to force myself to go do that, but at least I can take solace knowing that when I step away, there is still the essence of my presence out there.
Yeah. And you know, that comes back to, again, what we were saying earlier is like, you have to run your business like a business, and smart businesses realize like it's easier to retain the audience base than to expand the audience base.
Absolutely. Like it's easier. We did an ad spend study of, it was $48,000, and we tested cold audiences and warm custom audiences. So email list, website visitors, engagement on Facebook and Instagram, and video views on Facebook and Instagram. It was 50 to 100% cheaper to acquire a lead from those people who have interacted with your business before than it was to go after that cold audience, right? So it's like, hey, just like you said, it's cheaper to acquire customers and keep them than it is to keep acquiring them over and over. Same with leads.
Yeah, I love it. Well, I mean, we've covered so much stuff, and I love it because usually this show is like, here's the strategy. And we really talked about why the strategy is like, it's great and it's important, but not without the strong foundations of the business. So as we start to wrap up, Bond, do you have any like closing words or thoughts? And can you tell us where we can find out more about you?
Absolutely. Well, first off, I just want to share, and I don't think many people know this, Zach, you and I actually go back a while now. We've been in a mastermind together. We've worked together in some capacities. And I just want to give you kudos for just leading the charge of this internet evolution alongside everyone else who shows up day in and day out. Because in the last 2 years since we've got to know each other better, both of our businesses have evolved entirely differently than when they started, when we first got to know each other. So the lesson there for you listening is that things will take time, and everything that's happening in your business, like you're in the right spot, whether it's the perfect business model or whether it's the perfect product, just show up every single day with a servant heart of, I am putting this out there to serve other people, and I'll let it evolve. Like, give yourself patience and grace with this process, because nobody builds a seven-figure business overnight. Even if they tell you that they do, they might be spending a boatload on Facebook ads, or they might have come from a corporate background that gave them skills and talents and experiences that other people don't have. Nobody builds their dream business in 7 seconds. So like, just have patience, give yourself grace. You're exactly where you need to be in this process right now.
Love that. Awesome. And you got some really awesome content. So you're the ad strategist and we've talked a lot about ads. And I know that some people are kind of like, okay, but like, how do I get those numbers? And how do I move away from like the flashy bro marketing? And how do I do all that? And we'll link it up in the show notes, but you got this amazing article that we'll link up. It's heartsoulhustle.com/bond. And like I said, we'll link it up in the show notes, but it's this amazing article about the real reason that Facebook ads have stopped working. And it's a lot of kind of what we've talked about today is like understanding your numbers and realizing that things are changing. And I mean, just so much good content. So we'll link up to that as well. But Bond, where can we connect with you and find out more about you and what you're working on?
I'd love for you guys to come hang out on the Facebook page. You can find me at facebook.com/theadstrategist. It's where I love hanging out with our community. It is rip-roaring and full of engagement, and we just talk about all the nonsense over on that page pertaining to ads, the updates, and everything that you need to know.
I love it. And I will kind of throw this out there as just an endorsement is like, you definitely connect with Bond over on her Facebook page, because even though Bond is a ninja at paid advertising, like your organic reach on this page is crazy. Like it's crazy. Insane how well you have managed to continue to cultivate organic engagement throughout the algorithm changes. Like it's impressive. So, I mean, shoot, even like when you share stuff, it gets crazy reach and engagement, which is like, that doesn't even happen anymore. So I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there that if you guys are legit about online marketing and things like that, like you seriously need to get over to facebook.com/theadstrategist, look up the ad strategist. Like you're listening to this on your phone. You can do it right now. I'm talking slow enough. Like pull up Facebook, follow Bond on Facebook. Thank you. Because seriously, like it is gold what she does on there. And if nothing else, you can learn by watching, because it's just so impressive to watch.
Thanks, man. That means so much. And I mean, it all just comes down to actually caring about the people that you serve. And it's funny enough, when you take that mindset, when you show up, serve people and help them create transformation in your lives, you get rewarded with 20 to 30% engagement when the rest of the industry is saying Facebook reach is dead.
It's crazy. I love it. Awesome. Well, Bond, thank you so much for being on the show today. I always love having a good chat with you, and we will link everything up in the show notes, guys. Thank you so, so much for listening, and we will catch you next time on the show. All right. Pretty darn good episode, if I do say so myself. I wanted to wrap up by telling you, if you want to get a recap of what we covered on today's show, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/120. That's heartsoulhustle.com/120. And we'll have everything that we talked about kind of recapped in the show notes for you there, along with a link to some of the stuff that Amanda talked about. So if you liked this and you're looking for a very hands-on tactical approach to understanding where Facebook advertising is heading, where marketing is heading, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/bond. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/bond. And that'll take you to Amanda's really awesome think piece called The Real Reason Facebook Ads Have Stopped Working. She just updated it, gosh, only about a month ago. And it really talks about everything from how she's, you know, seen lots of people talking about doing what should be working, but not getting the results, seeing shifts in the industry, seeing the massive changes that we're undergoing in the industry, understanding that, you know, the spammy hacks that used to get you results don't work anymore. Like, it's just such a fantastic article. So if you really loved this conversation with Bond and you want to get more, heartsoulhustle.com/bond. And you can check out that full article. So check out the show notes, check out that article. And most importantly, what I would love to hear from you is if you can head over to Instagram and take a screenshot that you're watching this and tag me at Heart Soul Hustle, throw it on your Instagram stories or drop me a DM and let me know what you think about this new format. It's a little bit longer. It's a little bit more casual, but I think it's a massive shift in podcasting that I'm hoping to kind of be one of the leaders in, to be completely candid. So I want to hear from you. Did you like this kind of conversations with CEOs style interview where it's less templatized and more we're sitting down and having coffee and you get to listen? Or did you really like the more tactical 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions, right? I won't be offended either way, but head over to Instagram, drop me a DM at heartsoulhustle and let me know what you thought. I hope you guys have an incredible rest of your week and I'll see you next time on the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.